This is Progressive Radio, a weekly conversation hosted by Matthew Rothschild, editor of The Progressive Magazine, a leading voice for peace and social justice. For more information about Progressive Radio or The Progressive Magazine, log on to our website at progressive.org.
I'm Matt Rothschild, and welcome to Progressive Radio, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. Today, it's a great pleasure to have on the show with me one of the most accomplished and courageous young journalists of our day, Amira Hanania. She's a radio and TV talk show host, an investigative journalist, and a documentary producer who you can see in the film Live from Bethlehem. She did a lot of work for the MON News Agency, Palestine's only independent news network. Right now, she's the West Bank correspondent for Future News TV out of Lebanon. Amira Hanania, welcome to Progressive Radio.
Yeah, welcome to you, Matt, too.
We're just recently finished with the Israeli invasion of Gaza that took more than 1,100 Palestinian lives. What was your reaction to that?
I think what Israel did is really wrong. I think it was a horrible war. It's not a self-defense why you attack defenseless people. They were in their weakest point after, you know, it's more than 2 years in a siege. Gaza was in a siege. You know, the agreement that has it, Egypt with the European Union and Israel to open the Rafah border. But because what happened, you know, in 2007... Hamas take the power in Gaza by force, not by law. So this ununited situation in the what the Palestinian has, Hamas and Fatah, affects the Gaza people life very strongly. So the war was really terrible. Some things that TV didn't really cover, because it was like widely invasion and a very high bombs they use, and it was illegally in the world, the bombs they use, the phosphorin.
The phosphorus.
Mm-hmm. So also the injured people who are in the hospitals, they are really serious. They had really serious injuring, like cutting legs and cutting hands. And so, and also the hospitals in Gaza are not such, qualified nowadays after the siege. They had a lot of things missing from the medicines and for the surgeries. So I hope it's going to be really soon that they're going to send some injured people to go outside Gaza to to be treated in the foreign hospitals, especially Egypt.
Now, as a journalist, Amira Hanania, how were you able to cover this? Were you yourself in Gaza?
I wished, though. We tried to go to Gaza because we already, as a Future News TV, had another correspondent there, and she was stuck, needs help, and I couldn't reach her. I just reached the borders or the outskirts of Gaza, because Israel forbidden anyone to move to Gaza or go outside Gaza. It was a totally full siege. So what we did is just staying like in a very close point, having our mobiles and keep in touch with the people who was inside. And beside what happened in the West Bank as a reaction for the war on Gaza was also big. We have also did people in the West Bank. There's some clashes happened between Palestinian and Israeli soldiers on the checkpoints and in the territories where Israeli soldiers based in the West Bank, in different cities in the West Bank. More than 10 people got killed from live bullets that Israeli soldiers has shoot.
And you were covering those incidents?
Yes, of course.
What were the protests like? These were protests that got violent, or the Israelis got violent?
I think they always start like with a demonstration going through the city streets. And then afterward, it's like they had big papers written some stuff to to feel for to show some respect for the human rights that Israel was really not respecting it. So and after a while these demonstration has like shouting and yelling, Israeli soldiers always like shoot a gas bombs, the gas which makes your tears go on.
Tear gas, yeah.
Yeah, and afterward it's like in seconds you're gonna see rocks throwing rocks, and in the other side, in the Israeli side, you're gonna see bullets and live bullets. Especially that was really new and dangerous after the second intifada, that the Israeli soldiers using live bullets, which causes like more than 10 people got killed after it.
One of the goals that seemed to be part of the Israeli aggression into Gaza was to discredit Hamas. But you're there on the West Bank, which is a Fatah stronghold, and yet there were all these protests.
Yeah, the Palestinian Authority seats.
Right.
Yep.
And so did it have the desired effect, if that was the desired effect on Israel's part? That is, did Israel's invasion of Gaza discredit Hamas? Did it make people on the West Bank, for instance, more critical of Hamas or more supportive of Hamas?
Yeah, what I think is about Hamas, it's nothing. Hamas credibility, I think my people think that it has nothing to do with the war, because before the war in 2007, what Hamas did in Gaza was unacceptable from the Palestinian people, especially in the West Bank. In Gaza, they were forced to be under its control. But I know there's a lot of people in Gaza who are supporting Hamas party. But in the end, what happened in the war, it's like people who was in the West Bank feel a lot of helpless. Like to helping Gaza people, the Palestinian people who lives in Gaza. But in the same time, there were a lot of critics to Hamas, but the main point were to Israel. We think that the main problem was Israel, because they shouldn't attack in that way civilians who has nothing to do with Hamas or Fatah or with Israel. Was totally innocent people who got killed.
What is the possibility, Amira Hanania, of bridging the differences between Fatah and Hamas?
Well, this is a very important question, as I think, because nowadays the Palestinian Authority and especially President Abbas is working that much with the Egyptian role to really reunite the Palestinian situation between Fatah and Hamas, which I think, and most of the analysts think, that it's not really close. We need much more time, at least 1 year, to reunite Fatah and Hamas body, each to come back together as a one authority. Usually Hamas refuses to sit and talk with Fatah people, but we hope that the Egyptian role will take a really big place. So for people's sake, for the Palestinian people's sake, we need now to reunite again, because it's the war really had shed the light on the big problem we had inside, internal, like between Fatah and Hamas. If we reunite again, I think Israel will think 1,000 times before she gonna attack again.
Well, maybe Israel wants the division to persist.
Exactly. This is the weak point that we had in the West Bank and Gaza, that the division between Fatah and Hamas encouraged Israel to do what they did.
You're listening to Progressive Radio. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm the editor of the Progressive Magazine. My guest this week is Amira Hanania. She's the West Bank correspondent for Future News TV out of Lebanon. She's a talk show host on radio and TV herself. She's an investigative reporter and a documentary producer who you can see in the film Live from Bethlehem. Why'd you want to become a journalist in the first place?
Well, this is nice. When I was 17 years old, I used to I was studying for a high school, and I actually began as a radio host, as you are. When I was 17 years old, I was studying. I was listening to a radio, and the anchor was really bad. Her accent was really, really silly, and she was talking also about silly stuff. So I thought to myself, maybe we need to. If we need to make this, our situation better, we have to really know what is going on around us. So I just show up to the radio station and the couple coming days, me and my friend is just like, I want to be on the radio, and the manager said, okay. So I said, do you have the ability? I said, I will never be like. I will not be bad than you have got already. So I have a training course like for 2 weeks, and then I have my own show. I became a host for in the radio, and afterward, like this, I had this program to talk about the youth's problems in the West Bank in Bethlehem. Certainly, in the radio name it was Bethlehem 2000, Radio Bethlehem 2000. And afterward, when I get to the university, it was weird because nobody really believed that I'm a radio host because I was too young. Maybe when I was in the university at my first year, they always asked me when we had this introduction, the first semester or the first class, what's your name? And I always said Amira Hanania. First of all, they asked me, "Do you know the lady who has her show? Her name is Amira Hanania too. Is she your relative?" And I said, "I know her very well, but she's not my relative. Actually, it's me." They wouldn't believe. So this was really nice. But then when they know, they said because I on the radio, they thought I'm older. They never believe that I'm just like 17 years or 18 years old. So then after I became a news anchor, and then on the radio, of course. And then after I finished my university, I worked with Bethlehem TV as a correspondent and filmmaker.
Was the transition to TV difficult for you?
I don't know. Maybe because I didn't really face that difficulties, especially in a professional way. Wise, it's not like being a female. Being a female, it's like I had a lot of difficulties. But in just like standing in front of a camera, it wasn't that really scary or stressful.
So, like, what were the difficulties being a female?
Yeah, this is a very big difficulty, Matas. You know, in our society, it's a men-dominated society. So it's not really common that you see a female who is correspondent or a talk show host or, you know, it's not easy. Before 20 years ago or like 15 or 10 maybe, ladies or a female used to be producers, secretaries, like doing small tasks. They never be like a correspondent or the boss in whatever, a talk show or. So certainly nowadays I'm facing the problem that because my cameraman usually a man, so me to tell him what to do, it's not easy for him to accept. So sometimes we... as I need to use some womanly charm or, you know, kind of like to convince him to do what I want or what the report needs to be covered. But, you know, we are progressing. I think nowadays we are in a better situation than before.
That must have been frustrating, though.
A lot. It's like energy consuming every time because... also it's not because of my cameraman, also my viewers, my interview, the people who I interview, also my boss, my coworkers. It's not like, you know, I have always to improve myself that I can do better than you or the same at least. So it's like a competition all the time. You can't be yourself a lot. So, you know, it's totally energy consuming.
I'm speaking with Amira Hanania. She's the West Bank correspondent for Future News TV out of Lebanon. She worked for MAN News Agency, still does a little bit, I guess. And she's in this film live from Bethlehem. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that film?
I think the film is really good and it's really well done because in our country, media differs than here. I think what I saw in the American media is like Britney Spears had a lot of time like being on TV, and politics does not have that much of interest for the American people, which is the contrary in my country. Politics comes first. You have to like watch the news show every day, nearly every day, to know what is happening around you, because it affects, politics affects our life step by step, like very much. So Life from Bethlehem really covered MAN situation in the West Bank, and I think it really showed how the media differs and what is the main issues that the Palestinian journalist deals with every day.
What are some of those issues?
Like being under occupation, have a lot of traditional thing that you are not used to, maybe we are, like have prisoners. We have to like focus as MANs, which is the film focus a lot on it. And MANs, for instance, look after like people's problems, covering these kind of feature stories, and beside the politics. In other media, you can't see that, especially the foreign ones. You only see politics in the news. You can't see the real Palestinian life as MAN cover it. So the film shows that very well. And also, the film is kind of balanced because Matt and also Joe, the one who make the film, they try to have another Jews or Israeli critics. Yes, exactly. I'm sorry, my English is not that good.
You're doing great.
So to look or to say their attitude towards MAN.
MAN's the news agency.
The news agency, mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's like it was really balanced, even that you have the answer. Every time they criticized the MAN, the function of MAN in the Palestinian territories, you always has the answer. So it gives you, the film gives you a really wide overview about what happening in the West Bank, like politically and socially, and also about MAN as a big deal. Mm.
I went to the website livefrombethlehem.com, and I encourage readers and listeners to go to the website livefrombethlehem.com to find out more information about the film there. And one of the things it said that the film was trying to do was to challenge Western stereotypes of Palestinians. What are some of those stereotypes?
For instance, I don't think that American used to see a Palestinian correspondent on TV. And I think the stereotype for the Palestinians really must change in the American society, because being a female, it become like a good thing in the Palestinian territory. It's not like being just a secretary or like a producer or doing a small task. Another thing, that the Palestinian has an attitude towards what's happening in the political situation. For example, MAN really cares about human rights and what happening in Gaza or in the West Bank. There's a bunch of big group of Palestinians who really defend the human rights for the people who lives in Palestine and also in Israel. So I want to fix this, that Palestinians not terrorists, not people who only want like non-peace situation. In the contrary, we need peace. It's not only we want peace. We have know that we don't have a lot of choices. So peace is our main goal to achieve internally and external with Israel.
How do you get to peace, though?
I think Obama has to do a really big role in this. We are so glad that American people voted for Obama's, and congratulations also for the listeners, because really a lot of people in Palestine feel comfortable that Obama gonna take the case of the Middle East, and especially the Palestine-Israel conflict. We need Obama to push Israel to commit with the agreement that they signed on, especially the roadmap of the first level of it. We need to accomplish that, even that the Palestinian did. They based the security in the cities, so Israel must stop being building settlements, and remove the checkpoints between the cities. So I think Obama can do, or that what we expecting him to do, to had a big role to solve these issues, to push Israel toward the peace process, and make they really commit to the agreements. And also Obama, we are expecting him to solve our internal issue, maybe push Hamas to go back to the Palestinian Authority. As I know, Obama has just released many times that he gonna use the diplomatic way in whatever Iran and Hamas or so over. So maybe he gonna do some change at what his campaign conclude the change. So maybe we are expecting a lot of that.
And you've been here in the United States for a couple of weeks, I guess. When you talk to American audiences, what message do you try to convey to them? What do you want people in the United States to do?
I think this is the purpose I'm here. I want the American people to choose very well their leaders, or maybe they're going to be leaders someday. So I wish American people will be educated very well about the situation in Palestine and in Israel. I don't want them to be supporting the Palestinians against Israelis. I want them to be aware for what happening there, putting human rights in the primary. And I believe they can send some letters to the leaders, to Obama, make him aware that people in America want peace and want him to be equal in dealing with the Palestinian and Israeli. And that's why the Palestinian people, for instance, were really angry and mad for the United States attitude toward the war in Gaza, supporting the war. Bush, President Bush, maybe we don't like that much. I think he was the worst ever you have as a president in the United States. So maybe Obama can do a lot better.
Why was he so bad in your mind as far as Palestinians go?
Because I think, and many people think too, that he made a lot of promises that he didn't really finish. For instance, he promised to before 2008 for us as a Palestinian to have independent state, a Palestinian independent state, which we didn't get. He was always supporting to Israel blindly, without pushing it to do what the agreement says, whatever. He was pushing the Palestinian, but in the other hand, he wasn't pushing that much to the Israelis, which we, I think, and most of us think that was wrong. And also, he didn't really get that much attention to the conflict between Palestine and Israel, only in the last year in his presidency. So maybe Obama, and we sense that when he had a telephone call between him and Abbas in the first days that he became president, telling him that he's going to be involved as soon as possible to the conflict issue. And so maybe this is a very good start.
I'm speaking with Amira Hanania. I'm Matt Rothschild. You're listening to Progressive Radio. Amira Hanania is a radio and TV talk show host, investigative journalist, documentary producer in Palestine. She's the West Bank correspondent for Future News TV out of Lebanon. She's in this film Live from Bethlehem that you can see at livefrombethlehem.com. Earlier in our conversation, you mentioned the U.S. media, and it's about Britney Spears, for instance.
Yeah.
To what extent do you think the frivolousness of the U.S. media, the non-seriousness of U.S. media plays a part in confusing the American public or making the American public ignorant?
Yeah, I think in this part, as I mentioned to you before, that I will be really glad, and most of the Palestinians will be really glad, if the American people focus more on what happening in the world beside them. It's not only Britney Spears, or it's not like I have nothing to do with Britney Spears. I'm not against her, but she's not the main thing in the world. We had a lot of stuff. Politics affects people's life. So I think American people must really go forward being more educated politically. It's not only in the state, but it also in our areas, in the Middle East, because America or the United States is involved in any way in other countries' issues. So I think because the United States had a really big role in our conflict, so what I want from the Americans to be more involved in that, more aware, so as to let the leaders know that American people are aware for what we are doing here. So pushing them, this kind of supporting in a good way, but not in a bad way.
Amira Hanania, is it dangerous for you as a journalist in the West Bank? Do you fear for your life?
I think our life is always in risk, especially when we cover clashes, when we cover demos, we've been under the war. It's not easy to be a journalist in the West Bank or in Gaza. I think but we have a mission. We have this message to give people that us as a Palestinians telling our story, not others telling what is happening there. So we had a really big mission. So we don't think about our life the most. We think about what we are covering is the most important thing. So many times, when I'm in a clashes, I was scared because maybe I will get shot, maybe I will get killed, and I have a twins. So I'm a married woman. It's not easy, but it's we are trying our best to go back home after whatever we are covering. So I think it's a Palestinian courage, if you want to say.
Well, I congratulate you on that. And Amira Hanania, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Today's program is available online at progressive.org. You can also write to us at 409 East Main Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. Our music is by Mufa. Progressive Radio is produced by Elizabeth DiNovella and engineered at Audio for the Arts in Madison, Wisconsin.